This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
People is reporting that Kobe Bryant and his wife Vanessa made an agreement years ago never to fly together on a helicopter. Bryant and the couple's 13-year-old daughter were killed Sunday morning in the crash of a chopper in California. The former basketball superstar having said in interviews that he began using helicopters to avoid traffic. Meanwhile, the late superstar Bryant is heading to the Hall of Fame without delay. Hall of Fame Chairman Jerry Colangelo saying this morning that the Lakers legend will be a first ballot entry into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame class of 2020. President Trump's impeachment trial resumes this afternoon. Yesterday, one of his lawyers, Alan Dershowitz, said the articles of impeachment against Trump don't meet the constitutional standard of high crimes and misdemeanors. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Federal prosecutors say Britain's Prince Andrew is not cooperating with their investigation of the Jeffrey Epstein case. Speaking outside the deceased sex offender's New York City home, U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman said they've been unable to interview Andrew about his friendship with Epstein despite numerous requests to do so. Coronavirus by the numbers. Health officials now say 4,500 people in mainland China have caught the potentially deadly virus. It's killed more than 100 people there, mostly in and around the city of Wuhan. In the United States, there are 5 confirmed cases. The more than 100 people are being tested in 26 states. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes for Health says Americans should be paying attention to this.
The American public should not be fearful about this, but you really need to take it very seriously.
The CDC issues a travel advisory saying avoid non-essential travel to China until further notice. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Consumer confidence numbers are in, growing more than expected in the month of January. According to the Conference Board, the Consumer Confidence Index rose to 131.6 this month. That's up from 126.5 in December. Economists were expecting a rise to about 128. The board also reports 49% of consumers think jobs are plentiful right now, compared to 12% who think jobs are hard to get. Ratings for the Grammys were down this year. According to reports, the 62nd annual awards ceremony on Sunday evening drew nearly 19 million viewers. That's a 5% drop from last year's show, which boasted nearly 20 million viewers. Despite the declines, the Grammy broadcast was still the most watched entertainment program of the awards season so far, beating out the Golden Globes. Strong winds are to blame for changing SpaceX's plans. A launch set for yesterday morning had to be postponed after upper-level winds reached dangerous speeds. Another attempt will be made at 9:06 Eastern tomorrow morning from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. SpaceX trying to launch 60 satellites into orbit to further its goal of bringing high-speed internet to remote parts of the world. Next time you're using your internet service, check us out online. Find us at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Kay said we do it not because it's easy, but because it's hard. We didn't get here, just by a couple of days or something we've just discovered in the last couple of weeks. It's been going on for quite a while. If we once again want a country that is pursuing the vision of our founders, it's going to take some work. By all hands on deck, this is a government up for by we the people, as a matter of fact. Mo Vella is back with us, a lawyer, government advisor, Hispanic leader named by the National Journal as one of the top 100 Hispanics and 300 top decision makers in the United States. Hey, Mo, always good to be talking to you. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, let's talk about this. You as a former senior advisor to Joe Biden, first of all, let's talk about, why not? Impeachment. What's the end game here for Democrats on this? Because, the numbers are not there, and they knew going into this that, to convict, President Trump and get him removed from office, I mean, it's a bit of a Hail Mary, was it not?
It might have, only because of the political reality that the Senate is held in Republican control, right? And so many of them have consistently engaged in what I consider to be a complete unfairness to the American people, right? And frankly, a disrespect for our Constitution, our democracy. So as for the end game, Bill, though, I'll tell you something. I'm not so sure that the end game might have changed a little bit yesterday with this revelation of the John Bolton draft manuscript. I don't know if it's going to change the minds, but I certainly think it's going to remind the American people for the next many months, whenever the removal trial ends. I do think people are going to now have to, I don't think they have any choice. They have to ask themselves, Why wouldn't you
right.
let witnesses and information, you don't love our country enough and you don't respect our Constitution enough to just let the information get out there? I'm not even suggesting that it's in the Democrats' favor. Yeah. We don't really know what Bolton will say under oath. We don't know what anybody else would say under oath. Why wouldn't you, though? I don't.
I think part of that, Mo, is that if the tables were turned and it was Barack Obama, he'd want to protect the interests of the executive branch. And I believe in part what Donald Trump is doing is that, look at, I mean, there's been that dynamic, you know, as you know, that dynamic tension between separation of powers between the House and the executive branch. There's no doubt about it. The executive branch has been overreaching. The House has been happy to let them do that. And now the House in Democratic hands against a Republican president says, hey, stop. And you know, and they know the answer. They know because this is a political thing. If the tables were turned, Barack Obama would say, hey, you know, go pound fish. Go talk to the Supreme Court. You know, I ain't giving you this information. And,
you know what? You know, I'm sorry, Bill.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to actually add just a little personal historic perspective here.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you know this, but I actually had the privilege of being the chief financial officer and senior advisor to Vice President Al Gore.
Mm-hmm.
So during the Clinton impeachment process, I actually was receiving a subpoena every day, as we all were in the White House, mm-hmm. and we were never instructed not to comply. In fact, we were instructed by the president's general counsel's office to comply 100% completely and fully.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Number two, it wasn't a matter of separation of powers then. There were three witnesses at the Senate impeachment trial for Bill Clinton.
Yes.
So historically, I would love to agree with you, but that's not.
Oh, I'm not looking for agreement.
It would be different. We would be saying, let's tell the truth. What happened to truth and transparency?
I agree with that principle of truth and transparency. And I'm not looking to commit. I'm just trying to get some understanding. I mean,
you
come at this, you know, from your worldview, from the Democratic side. I come from an independent side, and I, like you, am trying, you know, want to get down to the truth. And I'm just trying to understand even, you know, President Trump's position of saying, okay, and even with the Bolton testimony. I mean, Bolton is really putting himself in a position where he, you know, where even his closest advisors have said, but what are you doing, you know, and do we know, like you said, we don't know. This is, it's not even, you know, they're talking, somebody said, oh, they had the hard copy. Well, you know as well as I do, there's no hard copy out there. This is all it's all transferred electronically. And, you know, we're back to that, the order of the day that seems to be, in, you know, anonymous reporting, and I got this from a friend who told me, you know, from another friend.
Yeah.
You know, in this stuff, this is not the way, you know, this isn't the way to run things. It's a way to inflame, you know, the partisan politics of it all. But what I'm concerned about, Mo, and I know you are as well, is the body politic is being affected by all this.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. And again, I always will, regardless of, I'm very much like you, Bill, by the way, in the sense that I'm independent-minded.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a centrist. I'm very moderate. I'm pragmatic. I call it as I see it on both sides of the aisle, and I always have and I always will.
Right.
And it doesn't, you know, sit real well with my Democratic friends all the time, and hopefully I've made some Republican friends because of, I've tried to be balanced. But I have to tell you, in this one, I will always fall in the same place regardless of which party anybody belongs to, and that is veracity.
Yes.
I just, as a voter, as an American taxpayer, as a lover of my nation, and our democracy, which is the best in the world, we can't risk demonstrating to the world that we are not committed to truth and transparency at whatever cost, right?
Well, I'll tell you, that's one thing for sure, Mo. In the midst of all this mess, we are definitely telling the world that we're willing to put it all on the line. I mean, you know, some of these despots are looking at what's going on in America and going, hey, man, that's an easily handled problem. I'm just going to throw them in the gulag and we'll retrain them until they get their stinking thinking squared away, right? So,
well, that was their goal, probably, honestly.
Yes.
Was to create this new normal, if you will, which was to abandon what I consider, look, at one time, Bill, up until the last few years of our lives, our moms and dads always taught us all growing up. I've never met anybody whose parents didn't teach them that the truth was always the way to go.
Exactly.
And honesty was an American value. right? Whether it was based in your religious beliefs or not, it still was an American value. To me, it was apple pie and Chevrolet,
yes,
and being truthful and transparent.
Yeah.
And now I am baffled and honestly can't get my arms around how people have abandoned those fundamental values of decency for political gain.
Yeah, they've been confused, there's no doubt. And I think the environment, and what's impacted the culture, whether, you know, it's fake news, it's people not being forthright, as you say, not being, transparent. But, you know, this is the process, and we're having to make up the difference for all these years of deception that we've had to deal with. But I think that there's better. I'm like you. I'm very optimistic about what lies ahead, because the American people, by all means, deserve better. We've got more from Mo Vella after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
fresh and independent we are. And great to be having you with us to share a part of your day. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, the former senior advisor to Joe Biden is with us right now. And we're talking, the impeachment trial. We did talk about that. But I also want to talk, Mo Vella, about, Iowa. We're days away. We've got senators sitting in an impeachment trial. And I imagine they're a little frustrated and antsy because they're not out on the campaign trail. But look, they're doing their number one job, and that is the work of the people. That is most important right now. So what do you see happening in Iowa?
Well, I honestly, from a political junkie, political operative, political science perspective, I think it's exciting as all get out. Mm-hmm. Because it's so tight and so close. There's no one's broken out of the pack. And I think that makes for a really exciting and wonderful, democratic process and voting process. And so I think the people of Iowa are going to, get to exercise their power and their right to vote, or at least in their caucuses. And, I can't wait to watch it, Bill, honestly.
Yeah.
And I'll be there, actually.
Oh, good. Okay.
And,
dress warm. Get some warm clothes. It's cold there.
That's what I hear. So, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's exciting. I think the fact that it's tight and too close to call makes it fantastic, honestly.
Well, what I love about Iowa, because it's right around the kitchen table. I mean, it is retail.
Right.
It's retail politics, hand-to-hand combat that is exciting. And I love the traditions of Iowa. I'm like you. I've never been there, but just watching people interact in that, it just leaves you wanting, to participate. And we're grateful for all the initial work. I mean, this is excellent groundwork that's being done on the people's behalf there in Iowa.
Oh, no doubt about it. And you're so right to make that observation and remind people it's what, frankly, it was what I think our democracy was built on, which was just people to people. These candidates are having to go out and press the flesh, actually interact and talk real issues, real life with real people, right? And, yes, they spend millions of dollars on TV ads and so on and so forth. But in Iowa and New Hampshire, you can't get away from that beautiful tradition.
Right.
Of the coffee shops and the living rooms and the main streets, It's amazing.
Well, speaking of millions of dollars and face-to-face communication, what's your read on Bloomberg?
Well, I have been saying now since he got in the race, to be honest with you, I keep telling people, keep an eye on him.
Mm-hmm.
Keep an eye on him. I think he's a dark horse in this. And, when you have, as you very well know, you're an expert in this. If you have unlimited funds, right, there is a direct correlation so far with the fact that he has invested a ton of his own money and you can see him climbing in the polls, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Tom Steyer though. Same thing. So look, unlimited funds. I've been in this business for four decades. I say to everybody, keep an eye on people when they have unlimited funds. And let's give him some credit. He's formidable. He's a brilliant man. He ran the largest city in the country several terms, did a good job. And since then, he's been out there making a difference on issues that matter to people, from climate change to gun reform and so on. So I say keep an eye on him, Bill.
Well, he's a force to contend with. There's no doubt about it. And
I don't think he'll pull it off, though, Bill.
Right. Yeah.
Because nobody's ever done it by waiting till Super Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always a chance for a first, right?
Well, you do never know, and you're exactly right. And I say, because of my marketing background and business experience, that I'm still waiting for a message from Bloomberg. One that really, because you can have all the money. I mean, look what happened in 2016. I think Hillary outspent Donald Trump 4-5-1. She had the money, but she didn't have the message. Donald Trump had the message. And that's what carries the day, because that is, as we know, word of mouth is that exponential component in any kind of campaign. It happened with Barack Obama. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You can't buy that.
No. And that is something that transcends all that. And so with with Bloomberg, I keep listening. Okay, because I'm not a climate guy. I'm not on that bandwagon. And as far as guns, I'm a Second Amendment right guy. So I've got to weave through that and I listen for the rest of the message. He's got some business background. There's things that I can.
Yeah, okay.
But to me, when he gets into the business arena, it's a lot of what's happening right now because of Trump's business background that already is on display. So I'm trying to, you know, listen and say, okay, is he going to come up with something that really, pulls this together that, stands above what we're currently experiencing, what Donald Trump is doing? And more than that, is there someone out there that can unite the people? I mean, we're so divided right now. Or do we wait another cycle before we can actually realize that, because the people are just still, they still have enough energy in them. They're still fighting and they haven't fought themselves out, so to speak.
I couldn't agree with you more. And honestly, I've watched most of his ads. We don't have any choice. They're on so often.
Right, exactly.
I've watched most of his ads involuntarily.
I was in Vegas this past week, and it was, every time I turned the TV on, he was owning the airways, exactly.
But you know what, your point about message for him, here's what I've concluded. So far, his message is, we have to defeat Donald Trump.
Right.
I don't think that's going to be enough to win this election. I agree with you 150%. What people are so divided right now, and I will share this with you. For whatever it's worth, my assessment right now is as follows. I don't think the only way a Democrat's going to win this election right now, in my opinion, is that centrist, moderate, middle, in mid-America.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that Obama-Trump voter. Mm-hmm. We genuinely and honestly and sincerely need to go find out what took you from Obama and over to Trump, and what is it that you're looking for so that you can go back,
right?
And so if Democrats don't do that and move that middle, they're in trouble.
I agree. I think it's where they are right now. I mean, you've got the Warren Sanders component, AOC, yep. The squad, the left wing of the party that's really, pulling the party to the left to such a degree, as you hear the old tried saying, is that I didn't leave the party has left me. So yeah, I agree with you, Mo, that they have got to find, something to center them, because they're abandoning their people and, and what's their choice. They're not going to become Republican. They'll find themselves in the independent wing, but I don't see them, and I'm talking about Democrats who feel like they've been disenfranchised. But you're exactly right. Yeah. That's the correct assessment as far as I see it.
I mean, when you look at it, Bill, and you assess the last election, Donald Trump would have not become president for less than 100,000 people in three states.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Right? Affected the Electoral College. And so that's not a heck of a lot of people when you look at a national election, right? And so, again, it's understanding. But I don't mean calling people names. I'm talking about stop the name calling, stop the disenfranchisement, stop the alienation.
Right.
I'm talking about truly understanding folks who literally something compelled them to abandon those traditional values of decency and truth.
Mm-hmm.
And transparency that our parents taught us.
Exactly.
I want to understand. I genuinely, wholeheartedly want to understand what would compel us to abandon those things our parents taught us.
Well, Mo Vella, we've abandoned the end goal, no matter how you come at this, an independent or Republican or Democrat, is that above all, we're Americans.
That's right.
We are Americans, and we have to think of, liberty and justice for all, a government of, for, by, we, the people. And when you abandon those principles, you got where we are right now. But I'm like you. I'm very optimistic that we're going to find center for everybody where, we can be constructive for everybody.
Right.
Mo Vella right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Mo. Take care.
Thanks.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
People is reporting that Kobe Bryant and his wife Vanessa made an agreement years ago never to fly together on a helicopter. Bryant and the couple's 13-year-old daughter were killed Sunday morning in the crash of a chopper in California. The former basketball superstar having said in interviews that he began using helicopters to avoid traffic. Meanwhile, the late superstar Bryant is heading to the Hall of Fame without delay. Hall of Fame Chairman Jerry Colangelo saying this morning that the Lakers legend will be a first ballot entry into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame class of 2020. President Trump's impeachment trial resumes this afternoon. Yesterday, one of his lawyers, Alan Dershowitz, said the articles of impeachment against Trump don't meet the constitutional standard of high crimes and misdemeanors. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
It's all about you and for you, just the way it should be. I mean, we are a country, supposedly, of for, by, we the people, and this is what this radio show is all about. We thank you for joining us. You know, you just heard earlier our interview and discussion with Alan Dershowitz in his book, Guilt by Accusation, and he's been dealing in his case for 5 years. Can you imagine? I mean, that is incredible. And you look back historically, what's happening. I mean, this has been going on for decades. You know, even before Brett Kavanaugh, we saw what happened there, you know, how things are brought out. And, of course, here we are dealing with an impeachment. And it's more the same. I mean, the weaponization of this whole aspect of guilt by accusation on full display. And you wonder, you just go, wow, that's happening to them. What happens when it starts happening to us? And of course, it already has. But, you know, when you don't have the wherewithal, you're not an Alan Dershowitz, so you're not an attorney to defend yourself, it gets rather costly. You know, David DeLeiden, we're going to talk with Tom Richka again next week. And what's happening with David? I mean, David was guilty of getting Planned Parenthood officials on tape admitting to the sale of baby parts. And what happens? He goes to jail. It's against the law to sell baby parts. But, hey, look, he's guilty because they say so. That's what's happening. Well, let's rewind all the way back to 1991, and you'll remember the hearing for those of us that were around at the time, the hearing for Justice Clarence Thomas and what occurred there. Again, this was kind of a preamble of, what has consistently been exercised almost since then, since 1991, when you think about it, what they did to the justice and to Justice Thomas. And there is a documentary that is coming out, and Michael Pack is joining us now. He's the president of Manifold Productions, an independent film and TV production company, which he founded in 1999. And through Manifold Productions, Michael has written, directed, and produced numerous award-winning nationally broadcast documentaries, as well as corporate and educational films. Michael, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Good to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Congratulations on this documentary that we're going to be able to see in limited release. And, of course, you're adding movie theaters almost every day. We expect hundreds of movies to be showing, hundreds of theaters to be showing this documentary, I think starting January 31st. Is that correct?
That's right. Starts January 31st. People can, viewers, listeners can go to our website, justicethomasmovie.com, to check if there's a theater near them. And if there isn't, and there's a group of them, they can request a showing, and our distributor can arrange a showing near them. So there's ways on the website to sign up for that.
Mm-hmm.
But you are right. We're adding theaters all the time, and if there's a show of support and people come, theater owners will be encouraged to do it, to show it in more theaters. So we're hoping your listeners will support us. We mm-hmm. kind of think of our film in a way as the anti or the opposite in some ways to RBG about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And her fans showed up in droves, so mm-hmm. people who are interested in Clarence Thomas, let's hope they show up in droves too.
Well, this is historical. And I'm really pleased that you did this. So how did you come to the decision to do this documentary on Justice Thomas?
Well, Justice, we had some mutual friends with Justice Thomas, and we had heard through that grapevine that he was getting tired of having his legacy and his story and his biography defined by his enemies and people who disagreed with him and mm-hmm. in some cases spread lies about him. So he wanted to get the truth out, and we began a series of discussions with him, and we found out how extraordinary his story was, and we were really moved to tell the story.
An incredible story, from childhood, his background, and this is a story told in his own words, which is very compelling.
It is. I mean, we found that, we were going to do a traditional documentary and talk to a bunch of people, but it turns out he is the best teller of his own story.
Exactly.
So really, he, and to a lesser extent his wife, are the only interviews in the film. We interviewed Justice Thomas for over 30 hours, over a six-month period. He talked about his entire life, and including the impeachment hearings, his confirmation hearing.
Right.
And it was very moving, and we really felt this gives the viewer a chance to hear him directly. He speaks right to camera. You hear how he saw things, his way, what it meant to him, and his emotional response. And viewers find it very, very moving.
Well, what you're doing, for all Americans here, this is a scarlet letter all over again, personified. You think about it, it's a modern-day version, and they're doing this to President Trump as well, as Nancy Pelosi gleefully exclaimed to everyone that he will be forever impeached. Really? I mean, this is what we want to do. We just want to degrade somebody's humanity and contribution to our culture with something like that. And, as they said, they always wanted an asterisk after Brett Kavanaugh. This kind of thinking and this kind of, this doesn't contribute to the goodness of America and the higher calling of our country, does it?
It certainly does not. And that is, I think, why Justice Thomas wanted us to make the film. His whole life is extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think he didn't want to be defined by his confirmation hearing only.
Yes.
You say that is what his enemies would like to do.
Mm-hmm.
But his life is extraordinary. He's come from dire poverty in the segregated South, and from that all the way to the Supreme Court. It's basically a classic Horatio Alger American success story.
Mm-hmm.
And there are lots of twists and turns. I mean, he has a black radical period. He goes through many tragedies, and it's a story of great sort of resilience and intellectual strength. And it is inspiring, and I think it will be even to people who do not agree with Justice Thomas.
Exactly. I have been saying repeatedly, I've said this, my children have heard this ad nauseum. I've always told them experience defines preference, and for some reason it's cycling back in the last couple of weeks, and it seems to be coming up. And what in seeing this documentary, you will see for yourself that the experience of Justice Thomas, like all of us, I mean, you know, it wasn't like we were all brilliantly, you know, we're brilliantly designed, but I mean, as far as living our lives and that, we didn't always make brilliant decisions. But it's some of these bad decisions that allowed us to get on the other side and to better serve our families and our fellow men. And as you say, I think this is a proper perspective. In this documentary as well, Justice Thomas addresses Vice President Joe Biden and his participation, and how Joe Biden and even the Democrats have tried to rewrite a little bit of that whole program, right?
I think they have. I mean, I think that they do not look good in retrospect when you look at the 91 hearing. And I think Vice President Biden does not look good either in his treatment of Justice Thomas or his treatment of Anita Hill. Mm-hmm. He's been forced to, or he's apologized to Anita Hill under a certain amount of pressure, but I think it would be well for him to apologize to Justice Thomas, too. You can see his treatment of Justice Thomas during the first part of the hearing in the documentary, and it does not look good. It's not so easy to rewrite that history when the documentary record is there.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with your point, too, that tragedies and struggle are what defines us, enables us to have compassion and empathy.
Mm-hmm.
And although we don't wish it on our children, it is, in fact, something that makes us better. And Justice Thomas has really had way more than his share of that, including his treatment by the media during his confirmation.
And his history. Now as a judge, his legacy, it's sad. I think this is a great opportunity, as you say, to maybe, you know, clarify and clean up that lens that has been tainted a bit from since 1991, and to be able to look at Justice Thomas with clear eyes. And, 2020, it's the year of vision. Maybe it's a time for us to clear up these clouded lenses and perspective and see it rightly.
Absolutely. I think this is a great opportunity to do that. And it's, as I think you said earlier, it's historic. You know, he's granted us this kind of access. He's not going to do it again. It's a chance to understand a very important person in American political life and a Supreme Court justice.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you a lot, I think, about the history seen through the eyes of African Americans during a large part of the century.
Exactly.
And it's fundamentally moving. You know, growing up
awesome.
In dire poverty in the segregated South, you know, we don't remember what that's like, some of us. And it's well to remember what that struggle meant both to him and his grandfather who raised him.
Exactly. 5 seconds, Michael Pack. Where can they see the movie?
Well, you have to go to justicethomasmovie.com to find out if it's in a theater near you.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. As we've been talking, I've been looking forward to this conversation with Kevin Downs. Remember the last time we talked, and we were talking about his hit movie, I Can Only Imagine. And coming up this spring, we've got a new good one, I still believe. It's Jeremy Camp story. As you'll recall, we spoke with Jeremy a couple of months back. Kevin, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, Bill. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, what a project. You're producing I Still Believe, Jeremy Camp story. Tell our audience about it.
Yeah, I Still Believe is it's the story of Jeremy Camp. It opens in theaters everywhere on March 13th. Our distribution partner, Lionsgate, they are literally They're putting everything they got into it. The release size is almost double the size of I can only imagine. Everybody remembers how big that was. So it's exciting. The story's really, it's really inspirational. It's, you know, it's a young love story. It's the story of Jeremy Camp's story when he was around 18, 19, 20 years old, and how God led him into his worldwide ministry today of singing music and really inspiring audiences. And I think everybody, whether you're male, female, young or old, are really going to relate to it.
Yeah, no doubt, you know, tears will be shed, but like all instances when tears are shed, we realize there is a God of compassion who comes alongside and redeems, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's quite amazing because, you know, here he was a young kid and he met this girl and they fell in love and quickly they got married and then quickly she was diagnosed with cancer, and then he's kind of left with the decision of what do you do in the face when you believe that everything's not necessarily going to go your way. And he had such tremendous faith that his whole goal was really just to serve her in the midst of those circumstances. And she was really reluctant to allow him to do that, but that was what his heart was. And you know, at the end of the day, it's amazing how it all worked out and what transpired in the course of their relationship and in the course of their story, because I don't think we would have some of the great songs that we have that have come from him, a lot of great worship songs.
Exactly.
And without, you know, the struggles and the trials that he went through. And so we put all of it into a story, into a film, and we really hope audiences enjoy it and that they're moved by it.
Kevin, what was packed so much in that, about a year? A year that they had together?
Yeah, I mean, it was almost a little bit less than that that they had together. You know, you know, something miraculous happened where all the scans were clear, and then they went on their honeymoon, and then she just wasn't feeling right, and when they got back home, they went back in, and then the cancer was back, and so, you know, kind of go on that roller coaster ride. You're faced with some tough decisions, and your emotions kind of go all over the place, but he was so rooted in who he was and where God wanted him to be. And it was just, it's inspiring just to see the story and to see that, you know, the actors that we have are so good.
I was going to say, yeah.
KJ Apa plays Jeremy Camp, and he really bought into what it was that we're doing wholeheartedly. You know, he's a believer himself, and he just was really inspired by Jeremy and Melissa's story. Britt Robertson plays Melissa. She's amazing. I mean, the movie really pivots around her and her story, and just the way that she lives that out, the trials that she lives through are something that are really inspiring. So I'm really proud of the film. Out of my 20 plus years doing this, it's a film that I've wanted to do for the past 8 years, and
wow,
just kind of worked out the way they did after I Can Only Imagine, and we saw how the audiences really responded to the true life stories of some of the Christian music heroes that we have, and so this was the next one that we wanted to do.
Well, speaking of the cast, Shania Twain and Gary Sinise as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, Shania Twain and Gary Sinise, they played Jeremy's parents. They are, what a treat to work with both of them. You know, it's what Gary does for our troops around the world and for families of our troops, was so we just had to have him be a part of this because his essence is kind of what this story is, and he was really thrilled to be a part of it. And Shania is really great. A lot of, obviously, everybody knows her music.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the cast, you know, they bought into what the script was, and it's not just kind of a thing for them. They really got to buy into the story that we're trying to tell, and they're totally on board, and they're really proud of the film.
Well, now Jeremy, at this point, had already gone through Bible college, right?
Yeah, so the movie covers right before he enters Bible college. He went to school out in California.
Yes.
In a little town called Murrieta, Calvary Chapel, Murrieta.
Right, I was very familiar with it when we talked about it. He brought that up. I said, I'm a Southern California boy.
Okay.
And Pastor Chuck, you know, I was at blessed to be at his feet to learn wisely the Word of God and his preaching and what he did at Murrieta. So when he mentioned that he had been out there to attend Bible college, we connected right away.
Yeah. So we keep true to that, and obviously they met while he was in college, and so most of the film takes place place during those college years. Mm-hmm. And we kind of get to see the story unfold in that environment.
Well, and as you say, so much of who Jeremy is today, the songs that came out of the pain and the questioning and the fear of that experience and that part of his life, today, in much the same way, like I can only imagine when you appreciate the backstory, it really adds a dimension to the music that we've been singing along with Jeremy Camp for all these years. And I sense that there's going to be a rebirth of those songs as a result of the movie.
Yeah, I think so. And I think one of the things, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Christian music, so I don't just make the movies, but my radio dial is tuned into Christian music all day, every day, and so I love the fact that there are so many people that have yet to discover the stories behind these great artists, and we learn that by making I Can Only Imagine, and Jeremy's story and what we tell and I Still Believe is something that is just so undeniable that it has to be told. I'm really proud of him most of all, because the music comes from the trials and the struggles that they go through. It's what makes the music so great. But to be able to kind of have your story told, in a movie for the world to see, I don't think it's an easy thing. and he was willing to, the way we craft the scripts, we do them off of interviews. And so Jeremy and his wife, Adi, they did literally 2 days worth of interviews, and that's, basically recreating the story as it happened, and that's how we create the screenplay and ended up making the movie. And so it's something that everybody's going to be inspired by. I mean, if my mom and my wife aren't inspired, then it's not necessarily worth it.
Exactly.
I got to make it for everybody, so people are going to enjoy it.
Well, Kevin, you mentioned Adi and Jeremy since remarried. They have three children together, and people understandably would say, well, how's Adi's response to this in watching, the story of, his first marriage?
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the first things that we asked her, and her response is so quick, and it's very firm. She goes, I'm really protective of Jeremy and Melissa's story. She really has ownership in it.
Wow.
And, the night that we showed the film to their whole family, it was really a special moment because, sort of got to witness Jeremy and Adi explain to their kids kind of why this happened and why they're so significant, and that they wouldn't be here with them if the story hadn't happened. And it really just kind of placed it in a perspective that really made sense. And I had tears in my eyes. I was really like, oh my goodness, this is incredible. But they're such great teachers. They're such great friends, and they just have such a heart for the Lord. It's really inspiring to see that. You want the good guys to win, and I love making films that kind of give that a shot.
Well, this is a movie, a redemptive movie that reminds everybody that God's hand is active in our lives. He's watching out for us. He tells us to pursue peace, but also at the same time, God is pursuing peace for us. And I believe that in this movie, I Still Believe, that we're going to see undeniable aspects of God's hand in people's lives.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, sometimes it can be tough to watch some of the difficult things, and people are like, I don't necessarily want to live through that, but I can tell you that the hope that is on the other side of it is something that we all need to hear. I mean, even in my own life, it's like I get so inspired. I've seen the movie obviously 200 or 300 times because you're making it, but but in my own life, I still get inspired by, even though I've seen it so many times, by the hope and the inspiration, the redemption that is so prevalent in the story, and it's why I love making the films. I mean, I over the weekend actually had the privilege to kind of share it with my own pastor. And he was just in tears, and he was just like, "This is going to change so many lives." That was his first comment
out
of his mouth, and that's the point. We want to entertain, and we're making entertaining content. But at the end of the day, we really want to impact people's lives for the better. And I think I Still Believe is going to do that, so we're excited about it.
Kevin, movies like this How do you discover them, or are you just you're thankful that God just brings it to your doorstep? How do these stories come about?
Yeah, you know what? It's funny because it's a God. I mean, literally, the last two films are a God thing, and you know, Jeremy Camp's story is something I knew about for about 8 years, and was starting to develop it, and the timing just wasn't right. And but I knew that the story itself was just so undeniable, and when we got into filming, I can only imagine Bart Millard's story. I couldn't stop thinking about Jeremy Camp's story. I'm like, man, it got, if this works, that's the story we've got to tell next, because it's something that people are going to want so bad. And was really, obviously, when I Can Only Imagine came out, there was just this hunger and this desire for these redemptive stories like that, and we're really pleased with it.
Exactly. And we're going to link it on our website as well, Kevin Downs. Again, thank you so much. Congratulations.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. Most